Hello and welcome to another bonus episode of Kill James Bond. I'm November Kelly. I'm joined, as always, by my friends Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hello.
How you doing?
And I hope you're ready for a searing, rending, potentially very triggering, emotionally affecting episode of Comedy Podcast.
That's right.
Yes. Listeners, consider this your content warning for the episode. We watched the 2017 Netflix film To the Bone, written and directed by Marty Noxon. It is about people with eating disorders. It is entirely about that. It's like, it's about that all the way through. It's extremely graphic and extremely detailed. If you have an eating disorder, even if you think you maybe do, or like maybe don't want to hear about it, please do skip this one. But continue giving us your money, but just don't listen.
It turns out that you can be emotionally affected by these things, even if you don't think you will be. Which I found out in the course of recording this. It's fine though, because like I'll do some jokes to like ease us through it. You know,
yeah, we've comedy got some drops.
Check this shit out. Like eating disorder, more like eating disorder of pizza that I got. Thank you. I two jokes about this. So I'll just bust out the second anytime it gets too like emotional. What they did was they cured my eating disorder and replaced it with a tweeting disorder.
Ooh.
Saying.
All right, it's joke 1.5 there.
The movie
does tell you up front this may be challenging for some viewers. And I should say also, I am some viewers.
I'm some viewers.
Mm-hmm. Abby, this was your bonus pick as well. And you being some viewers decided to talk about this. Why do this to us?
Absolutely no reason at all.
Gotcha. Cool. Perfect. We can cut all of that.
All right,
no,
nope,
that's
open...
fine. Leave it in. No, I chose to. I watched this film at a particular time in my life.
Mm-hmm. I watch most films at a particular time in my life.
I watched this film at a time in my life when I was going through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It did not help with the shit, but it did help me understand the shit.
Certainly.
But no, other than that, I have to say, while the microphones are on, I picked this for absolutely no reason at all. Perfect. Completely at random from a list of random films.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
The Wheel of Fortune delivered us this. And so the Wheel of Fortune takes us to Ellen, 20-year-old girl who is in, we meet her in group therapy at an eating disorder unit. And the first thing that you need to know about Ellen is that she is too epic for group therapy.
Mm-hmm. I also have this problem.
Yes.
Because in order to like get you on side and to be like, this isn't your dad's eating disorder movie, one of the things the movie does to try and like take you into its confidence is, you know, some girl at her group therapy is whining about how society makes, you know, impossible like beauty standards for women. And Ellen is like, fuck that, suck my skinny balls because I'm epic.
Mm-hmm.
Stop complaining, stop blaming yourself.
You want to not riff at the group therapy meeting. That's one of the main things they try to get you to not do, the gate.
Yeah, they tend to call that, if you riff too much, they do tend to categorize that as like oppositional defiant disorder.
Also known as being cool disease.
It turns out that calling it that also is a manifestation of oppositional.
Difficult patient.
They kind of get you coming and going, you know, I have a lot of thoughts about the medicalization in this movie and generally.
They would put difficult patient next to you, and normally they would just reserve that for like trans people who ask questions and just anybody who's black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she gets out of this group therapy and she goes back home where she is kind of shitty to her family's maid.
Mm.
One of a small handful of POC characters in this movie.
Also, amazing little bit of detail, as they are driving past to her house, they drive past a bunch of like restaurants and takeaways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The movie shows us she is noticing all of them.
Mm-hmm.
She like sees all, she can't walk, like, go past it without seeing.
Yeah. Everything on the radio is about food as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a few kind of more subtle things in this movie that I want to pull out, and that's definitely one of them. Thank you for reminding me, because I missed it in my notes.
Also, Ellen is played by Lily Collins, who you may know as the star of Emily in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's really good in this.
She's really fucking good in this. Like, she's really good. Like, if you've seen Emily in Paris, you might be like, oh, that Lily Collins, like, she's really happy and like fun and fashionable all the time. And then this is just like, death!
She does an incredible job in this.
She's so good in this.
And we get a kind of quick tour of Ellen's home life and also some like basic like manifestations of disordered eating, mm-hmm. right? Because we get to see her like compulsively exercising.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We get to see her calorie counting. Mm-hmm. It's great that they put calories on every menu in the UK now. That's cool to me.
It's so
probably
good.
Has
it's
no,
really helpful.
No repercussions.
That's never been upsetting for me at all.
No, never.
She also makes fun of the housekeeper's like plastic surgery. She's mm-hmm. she's very
and
judgmental.
Accent. And Mexican accent, yes.
Yeah, she's very judgmental.
And she kind of bonds with her sister, well, half-sister, mm-hmm. because she lives with an absent father who mm-hmm. the movie can't figure out a better way of depicting an absent father than that he is literally absent.
Which is not
it's yeah. not a show, yeah.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her stepmother, who has a kind of comedy southern accent.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we want to describe this woman, or do we want to sort of save that until we get into like family therapy and the real sort of character work there?
I think we can describe her. So she lives with her stepmother. We hear that her mother has moved away to Arizona with her lesbian partner, mm-hmm. and that's why mm-hmm. the parents' marriage broke down.
Yeah.
So I would say her stepmother like is supportive, but she doesn't get it.
Yes,
yeah, she's 100%. Kind of like almost like comically bad at this. She's like
yeah.
a kind of parody of a parody mm-hmm. of like a bad like parental figure.
Yeah, so there's a moment where she on the orders of the hospital has to weigh Ellen.
Yes, yeah, I have a drop from this even because it reminded me there's a movie that I really don't want to talk about or ever watch or think about again called A Fantastic Woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chilean movie about, and it's essentially, it's for cis people. It's like, this is what being a trans woman is like. Here's why it sucks. Okay. Right. And there's like there's a medical exam scene in that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it hits a lot of the same notes of kind of being medically humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
And when her stepmother weighs her, she takes a photo of her mm-hmm. and she says, well, this is the dialogue.
Do you see that? Do you see what you look like?
Yeah.
Do you think that's beautiful?
And, okay, obviously we're getting into, like, themes here, first of all, but it's, like, it's coercive, and it's humiliating and distressing.
Mm.
And this is a theme that kind of the movie flirts with from time to time, is, like, to be pathologized is an extremely, like, intrusive, humiliating, demeaning,
mm-hmm.
it puts you in quite a submissive position as well.
That's crazy, can't relate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been pathologized by a medical authority about anything.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, I cut the drop off slightly too early because after this, Ellen says, like, no.
Yeah, she replies, no.
Yeah, in the most kind of...
exasperated?
Vitiated, like? Consent, exasperated, familiar with this kind of humiliation tone, yes.
Yeah, just being like, yeah, I'm not trying to do this.
Yeah, like her stepmom thinks it's about trying to look beautiful, which it's not. So Ellen, something we should mention, is like dangerously anorexic. Like she takes her clothes off to be weighed and is like skeletal. She's very, very thin, dangerously so.
Mm-hmm.
So they have dinner. And this is another subtle thing that I wanted to pick up, which is every sound of chewing in this movie outside of a couple of contexts is really, it's mixed up to make it sound disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's either that's something that I have brought to this because I'm insane, or it's something that's just flat out in the movie. And if it is, then I think that's really like beautifully done because so much of the kind of like, so much of this is like misophonic, you know, it's like really unpleasant to hear like two other people eating like vegetables.
It's really, really good. Also, we see Ellen, we never see her put anything in her mouth until much later in the film. And she cuts up her food and moves it around the plate and just like plays with it, which is something that people with eating disorders do really do. Like it's a very closely observed detail. And later on, her and her half sister go and they look down on the city and they drink.
Yeah, I like this scene because they're like toxic like teenage girls really can be.
Mm-hmm.
With the apologies for the slur, just to include it, she like her half sister has gotten a butterfly tattoo and she makes fun of her for it and she calls it a retarded butterfly. And they both kind of riff on that for a bit. And I'm like, oh, this is exactly like, this is like well-observed teenage girls being dicks.
Kids are like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And Ellen says, well, so her half-sister is concerned. And she says, like, I don't know why you do this. Mm. And she says, I've got it under control. And her half-sister's just like, how many people do you think are about to fucking die in this world who just said those same words?
Mm-hmm. thousands of passengers on Boeing airplanes right now.
I know the risks, okay? Very few doors fall off. Oh, hold on. We can't be talking about this on the free feed. We're talking about fun stuff on the free feed. We need to put the real shit behind a paywall. And that paywall? £5 a month. Patreon.com/KillJamesBond. I'll see you there.